All right, listen up, folks. There are over 200 million cell phones in America. That means out there, you this morning have a cell phone near you. You probably also have one of the 200,000 cell towers in America somewhere near you, all right? And there's radiation bouncing between them all the time. I think I first heard my first scary radiation story about cell phones back in the 90s when I had a cell phone that I used to use.
It was bigger, like the size of a phone book? Yeah.
It was bigger than a laptop. It definitely was bigger than a laptop. But where is the science on this? And when are people actually picking up on the fears and doing something about it? Well, the city of San Francisco is doing something about it. On Tuesday, the city's Board of Supervisors passed a measure requiring point-of-sale displays to provide information on the actual amount of radiation each device emits. Mayor Gavin Newsom in San Francisco is expected to sign that measure into law. But where does the science stand on this? Here to help is David Momroe, Senior Vice President at the American Cancer Society. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
Is my cell phone killing me? Let's just start right off at the top here.
I wouldn't get rid of it just yet, John. Actually, my job is very science evidence-driven, and we monitor these studies very carefully. And right now, the evidence between cell phone use and risk of cancer is just not there. We just heard about this major 13-country Interphone study just published, which is the largest study to date of mobile phone use. And the findings are negative, but they're highly unlikely to end a controversy.
Although, you know, this kind of data is never causal. It's associative. And, you know, there are all kinds of scientific institutions in Europe who claim cell phone and PDA use is linked to brain aging, brain damage, early onset Alzheimer's, senility, DNA damage, sperm die-offs. That's one of my favorites. I mean, how do you put these in context?
Well, there are problems with the studies to date. There's no question. Although even the laboratory evidence say that the type of radiation emitted by a cell phone, the so-called RF or radio frequency radiation, which falls in the spectrum somewhere between microwave and FM radio waves, does not cause DNA damage. But the problem is, John, that, you know, cancer is pretty complicated, and generally it takes a long latency period or a long time between exposure and for the cancer to appear, and, you know, could be 20 or 30 years, and we just don't have enough time to have studied the issue. We definitely need more research.
Well, David, what you're saying there is the worst of all, is that we are the study.
Well, if you're looking for solid evidence, we just need to study it, continue to monitor it over time. Now, in the meantime, if people wish to exercise caution, they're free to do that. For example, use a hands-free device like a Bluetooth, an earpiece, or a corded phone, or limit your children's cell phone use. You know, we're concerned about the fact that children are using cell phones. People are using cell phones more frequently today, and they're heavier users. So we just need to continue to monitor this.
All right. Well, if people use cell phones for more than 30 years, we're going to have some data in a few decades. David, I hope you're around. We'll give you a call on that one, all right?
I hope so, John.
David Momroe, Senior Vice President of Cancer Control at the American Cancer Society, talking about radiation and cell phones.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.